everything.
Hello, and thanks for listening to JoJo's Bizarre Podcast. My name is Mark, and I'm joined, as always, by Jackie.
Hi, Mark. You just heard.
Yep, that's my wife, Jackie. We're married. And also Miles. Say hello, Miles.
Hello.
Great.
You're doing great, Miles.
This is a podcast where we talk about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but we don't do that anymore because we watched all of it and talked about all of it.
Yeah.
So now we're watching other shows recommended to us by our listeners, or more than recommended.
Sponsored.
Commanded to by our patrons.
You're doing great, Miles. Sorry, I was looking up. I was looking up Viking metal on YouTube, so I wanted to give you guys examples of what I think the opening could have been for this anime. My name's actually Mark. That's this voice.
What?
And the guy doing the intro was Miles.
That was identity theft.
And Jackie is always Jackie.
I'm Jackie. I am Mark's wife, but also my own person, more importantly.
Yeah, more importantly. That's fair to say. And this week we are going to be watching something that a few people recommended to us over the years and has been back in the zeitgeist because of its season two. But we watched the first few episodes. Why'd I say few? Just say the number. We watched the first three episodes of Vinland Saga from 2019. And we're going to get into that. We did take a history course on 11th century.
No, we didn't.
Northern Europe.
I have a lot of questions about the history.
So we're going to.
You know, I actually did take a class on Vikings in college.
Oh.
These were my electives, Vikings.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. So you're the expert on this podcast today.
Yeah. Let's see if I can remember from over 10 years ago. When did I graduate college?
Like 14 years ago.
Okay. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. But yeah, we'll tell you our thoughts on that show. And again, we will run it through our... Well, we did already run it through our rigorous fact-checking machine that is Miles' brain from 14 years ago, one elective. Mm-hmm. And Jackie and I at least watched The Northmen a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this felt
familiar. Okay, so you probably know more than I do.
Yeah, we're experts at this point.
I didn't even... Watching this show, I wasn't like, oh, yes, I recognize this because of The Northmen. No,
I mean, The Northmen is like, it's based on a legend. I don't know that it's historical necessarily.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. This, maybe someday, never mind. There's no good joke. Before we get into the land of the Vikings, the non-Vikings, the serfs, the Inuit, and the people that ran away from Harald, we need to first sail on over to email land. And what I'm saying is we're going to read emails that were sent to jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com. This first email is from someone named Josh. The subject line is, second listener named Josh, first from Ohio? Question mark.
Definitely not.
Hey guys, I'm almost finished with your Stone Ocean episodes after skipping around and only listening to JoJo content. I plan on going back and watching the rest when I finish, but for now, Jackie's comments about redhead males not being attractive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
From now, about a year ago, have offended me,
I'm
Ginger,
sorry.
Enough to finally write in.
I'm sure you're really hot.
No offense actually taken, but I had two questions for you guys. First is about part three. My favorite line in the entire series comes from Kakyoin after the stowaway Anne threatens to cut his dick off, and he replies, "You're gonna need a bigger knife." I don't recall you guys mentioning this, and I barely see a reference. Am I losing it and made this whole interaction up, or is this line just criminally underrated? Second question I have any of you done or considered doing cosplay, and what characters would you want to do? I really want to try to do it more because I love seeing others dressed up at conventions and such, but my self-consciousness and awkward body shape makes it a little hard. That's all for now. Best wishes, Josh. P.S. Here's a picture of my awkward ass being totally horny for these SBR cosplayers. SBR meaning Steel Ball Run. Which is part 7 of JoJo's. I don't care if that's a spoiler.
Oh. Josh, cosplay is for everyone, okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You have a sick beard. I can't even like see your face because you got a mask on, but I can see your beard is...
Yeah, cool beard.
Your beard does not forgive. I have like a longish beard going for myself, for my own person now, in part because my razor fucking broke the last time I took it out. But I've never had a beard that sweet. So good on you. Same. And I don't know. I mean, if that's you, I mean, you're the redhead. You're like almost cosplaying, right? He's got a sword.
I think he is cosplaying, yeah.
Yeah. So just cosplay. Who gives a shit? What anybody's supposed to be shaped as? People do like different races and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this person is... Well, shit, I can't say that. That's a spoiler. But I don't know if person in photo is actually thing that character is, you know? But it doesn't matter. You cosplay. No, like, especially at cons, like, I don't know. It's hard to imagine the average person at a con being like, your body shape is wrong. Like, there's haters online, but they're anonymous losers.
Of course there are haters online.
They're just anonymous losers who are safe behind the glass.
Yeah, more than likely, people are just going to, whatever your character is, they're just going to like point at you and yell the name of your character.
Yeah, they're going to Naruto run at you at Mach 5 and glomp you to death.
Yeah.
And you're going to love it. You're going to be like, I made a friend, and you're, but I'm in pieces now.
I've been destroyed.
So who gives a shit? I've never cosplayed. I've considered it. There is nothing that like I've felt confident enough to have the motivation to do all the stuff I would need to do.
Cosplays for everyone.
Not me specifically. no, but I mean, like, I'm not like as interested.
I think it's more motivation than anything.
Than I am to just be like, yeah, I'm going to do all the stuff you got to do to cosplay.
Because it takes effort to put something together, to put a costume together, you know?
Yeah.
Have you cosplayed Miles?
Were you asking me if I've cosplayed as Miles? Because that is a good idea.
April Fools, we should just all come in as each other.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I went to one New York Comic Con dressed as, I think I've talked about this on the show, as an obscure comic book character from a webcomic called Dr. McNinja, and I dressed as Dr. McNinja. He's a ninja who wears like a lab coat, basically.
So
a stethoscope.
Both a doctor and a ninja.
That's right. He's a medical doctor and a ninja.
Nice.
That's great.
I cosplayed in high school. So a long time ago, over 15 years ago.
As?
My first cosplay ever, I was Rei Ayanami from Evangelion. A girl in our high school, I think I talked about this, a girl in our high school made the costume for me. She was like in the fashion club. And I don't know how I got connected with her because we weren't friends. Maybe we were in a class together or something.
We're not friends.
I didn't know her, but she made costumes and she was in the fashion club. And I was like, could you make me this? And I sent her a picture or whatever. And like, she took my measurements and she made me a costume. And then I tried it on in front of my mom. And my mom was like, oh no, I got to fix this for you. And then my mom like sewed it better to fit better because it was kind of like uneven in some places and stuff. So that was my first cosplay, and that was like me going all out. I bought a wig. I couldn't find the right color, so I bought a white wig, and then I dyed it like a light blue, and that actually came out really good. And then the second time cosplaying was a little bit more half-assed. I was Tifa from Final Fantasy VII. And that was pretty much me raiding my closet just like, cause it's easy. I think I bought the suspenders maybe, but you just need like, the outfit that she wears in the game where it's just like a white shirt and like a black, I wore a skirt. It's hard to tell if it's a skirt or shorts. Suspenders. I made gloves, like the red gloves that she wears. I kind of made them. I cut up winter gloves. So yeah, that was my cosplay experience. And then I grew up and went to college and was like, I'm not doing any of that shit anymore.
Yeah, like we don't care that much. Again, I think if it was like
we haven't really gone to anime conventions as much either. At least Mark and I, we did more like we did New York Comic Con a couple times, and we did a lot of video game conventions. We used to go to PAX a lot.
Yeah,
PAX East and PAX West, mostly PAX East. But yeah,
that's true. It's all true. Thanks for writing, Josh number two.
Oh wait,
I shouldn't
call
you that.
Does anyone remember this? This you're gonna need a bigger knife.
I don't remember this.
I don't think this.
And it's funny.
Me neither.
I think you wrote this into the show, Josh, but I like it. I don't remember this at all.
Well, maybe it's only in the manga?
Yeah, like maybe it's in something.
On my YouTube search results, I do see an English dub of a scene with Anne when I Googled the quote with Kakyoin.
Oh, maybe in the dub it's like that.
I don't know. It'd be hard to really have a different meaning to like shoehorn in your own interpretation of cut your dick off with a knife.
I don't know.
Hang on. Let's see.
What's so funny, stupid jerkhole?
Jerkhole? I'm starting to get
jerkhole.
She's not our stand user.
Yes.
Okay. That's where this then? Clip ends. But she does have a knife and is talking to Kakyoin at the end. So for all I know, this cuts right before she threatens to cut his dick off. I don't know. We'll never know.
So we didn't hear it. We didn't hear it.
It's all the elements are there. Anne has a knife. She is threatening the Stardust Crusaders. Kakyoin talked.
He has a dick.
All right. Maybe Josh, you're thinking of we're going to need a bigger boat from Jaws.
Yeah, maybe you just watched Jaws and you thought about all this dick cutting stuff. Maybe you do like picture in picture. You were watching Jaws with this going and you just mix the two. Anyway.
This email is from Chad, and the subject line is Thor's Brutal Adventure. Aloha, JGB Pod Ohana. Happy New Year. Here are some JoJo voice connections for the Viking-era epic Vinland Saga. Adventure Leif Erikson is voiced by Yoji Ueda, who also voiced the TV version of original JoBro Robert E.O. Speedwagon. Thorfinn's dad, Thor's, is voiced by Kenichiro Matsuda, also voiced Donovan from Part 2. He's the German soldier that tried to attack young Joseph in Mexico that said he'd never speak even under torture, but then quickly tells Jojo where the base is. Thorfinn's sister Ilva is voiced by Hitomi Nabatame, who also voiced Part 6 Jojo, Jolene's unnamed mother. Warrior Thorkell is voiced by Akio Otsuka, who also voiced Part 2 Pillar Man Warrior Wamu. Self-proclaimed King of Norway Harold is voiced by Takuya Sato, who also voiced Part 2 JoBro and self-proclaimed Hamon Master Caesar Zeppeli. Hope that everyone had a wonderful holiday season. Mahalo, Chad. P.S. Since all of you are East Coasters, have you ever traveled to Iceland? And if so, how was it? Otherwise, have you ever considered visiting it? I went there on my honeymoon, Chad. Thanks for asking.
Oh, that's nice. Right.
Yeah.
How
I saw
was
the
it?
Northern Lights.
Wow.
I soaked in a... What are they called? A hot spring?
Oh, yeah, because they got that volcanic energy.
Yeah, drove around and looked at volcanic landscapes.
Cool.
And tried hiking a bit, but didn't succeed that much. We mostly drove around and ate food.
What was the weather like?
It was really cold. We went in March, which is it's really cold. But it's less crowded and I guess cheaper.
Well, good on you. Someone's got to help their economy.
Did we?
Yeah, I think they're fine.
We didn't go to Iceland.
We did not go to Iceland.
We went to Finland.
We went to Finland with a stopover in Norway.
Yeah. But we also took a day trip somewhere.
We took a day trip to Estonia.
Estonia. Yeah.
Yeah. All pretty far from Iceland.
Okay. I don't know where anything is over there.
Yeah.
Norway, there's Vikings, right? We stopped in Norway for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where King Harold is from.
Well, that's where King Harold went. I don't remember where he's from.
I've been.
That's where Leif Erikson's from.
I've been to England. Mm. There's some England in this show.
There sure is. Yeah, Iceland seems cool. I would go there.
It was like kind of trendy a couple years ago. Everybody I knew was going to Iceland.
Yes, but Miles and Em were the first people we knew that told us they were going.
Okay, I don't remember.
In history, I think, to go.
Yeah.
You made everyone else want
to
go.
They were like, are you here to mate with us? Because we're all of the same family. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Someone came from the outside. This show, by the way, bad tourist advertisement for Iceland. Just saying. We'll get into it in a little bit. Because still before we talk about Vinland Saga, we want to tell you that you can support this little indie show of ours by going to patreon.com/JJBpod. We have a few tiers. They're all pretty cheap IMO. You get access to the Patreon feed, which includes Miles' weekly-ish newsletter about the pop culture references we make on the show.
I'll do it this time.
We also have a tier where for 1 month, if you step up to the $15 level, I know you're like, $15, but listen, we will do an episode about your choice of anime. We've done it before. We will do it again. We've seen all sorts of interesting shows, including ones that, people have yelled at us to watch as a suggestion for years, and then someone finally throws money at us and says, would you just watch the damn thing? And maybe we like it. And now we want to thank everyone who pledges at the $3 or above level. Let's take a look at our list of friends.
Friends who pay to be our friends.
Friends who benefit us.
there you go.
It's like a fraternity or sorority. Okay. So thank you, Colin.
Shun.
Hentai homie.
I love JoJo Uwu.
Daniel.
Dalton.
Soliloquy Jackalope.
Kasun.
Lord Zendar.
Drumbo.
Katie.
Bloof.
Kenny.
Mirror Man.
The stand user formerly known as Austin.
Tim.
Martin.
Aquosus.
Christian.
And Chad.
And Chad.
And Chad, thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Again, patreon.com/JJBpod. I said again, don't know if I said it the first time. patreon.com/JJBpod. Help us out, why don't you?
Please.
Why don't you?
We have families.
We do. All right, where are my goddamn notes? Did you guys find yourself wanting to research some of this stuff, but then thought that's going to spoil the show?
No.
I thought that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I just didn't. I just was too lazy to research. I was like, I hope Mark.
What did you want to?
I was like,
what did you want to look up?
I was like, I hope Mark.
I wanted to see how much, if any, of this stuff was real.
Oh.
I remember learning a little bit about Leif Erikson in like high school.
Oh, so that's a real person.
Oh, the Leif Erikson stuff. I don't think any of that is real.
Well, because
if it is, it's like very exaggerated.
Well, so like. In the show, you see him reference being a Christian.
Yeah.
Which, like, at the time was not common. Mm. And as you can see in the show, realistically, there were a lot of Norse people who hated Christianity and their emissaries. So I was like, I bet that's based on a real thing. I bet maybe Leif Erikson converted early or something. Mm. But anyway, Vinland Saga is a manga that, boy, I feel this. I feel dumb. I don't remember when this manga ran. Uh-oh.
1991.
No way.
No, I made that up.
Vinland Saga is a manga that is still ongoing since 2005. It's by Makoto Yukimura, who also did a manga called Planetes or Planetes that Sunrise did an anime for in 2003. But Vinland Saga, the manga, has been super duper popular, and it took it a while, it seems, to get an anime adaptation, but it's happening now. It came out in the summer 2019 anime season, which includes same season as Dr. Stone and Fire Force, So with this, we have seen the top three anime of that season, because we did those shows on this podcast.
We rule.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I think, I don't know if season two of Vinland Saga is still running or if it just finished, but it's definitely a popular show on my anime list. It is number 45, so it is a top 50 ranked anime there. Studio is Wit Studio, whom I don't recognize, but I will say that at the top of episode 3, when they do their little production animation and I saw motorcycles and shit, I was like, don't tell me they're going to go show us present day what it's like in Europe. They're going to show me some Norse guy named Thorfinn. Is this an isekai anime? Is that what's going to happen?
That's what I asked when Mark told me the premise of this show. I was like, is this isekai?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, wow. Wit Studio also did Spy Family, Attack on Titan, Ranking of Kings. Wowie. Vivi Fluorite Eyes Song. Great Pretender. So much stuff we've seen.
Good looking shows.
Yeah. They use a bunch of 3D, but I can understand why. Water movement, ship movement, there's a lot of that. You gotta cut the corner sometimes. You want to make a TV show, god damn it. And I also don't know, how did you guys feel finding out this was going to be like a Viking anime?
I don't know.
I had seen episode one before. I think I just like randomly started to watch it once. So I kind of knew what I was in for.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
I think it's neat that it's a show about Vikings.
Yeah. I feel like in anime form, if it's popular, if people like it, then it'll probably be cool.
Yeah, I was a little like, man, I don't want to see something that just glorifies Vikings and shit. Like, I don't really care for that. But
you don't like Vikings?
I don't know. I think my impression of them was not good. I just thought of like raping and pillaging conqueror types. But that's obviously very narrow spectrum. And it is interesting that this show takes a very specific viewpoint on some of the nastier Viking habits. And
it's anti-war.
It seems to be, yeah, anti-violence.
It's anti-war, but it's also like fucking brutal.
Yeah.
So in a way, it's like, this shit is really cool, but don't do it.
Yeah, I think the violence is interesting because it's like there's a bunch of blood and dismemberment, but they don't really like stop and stare at it. They don't show you like chunks of stuff. You know, there's not a lot of viscera. And I think that makes it really easy to deal with.
I don't know. I think they make it look
I will
really
say
cool.
I could tell that this it is like cool. A really depressing show.
Mm. Well, Makoto Yukimura, said he's very inspired by Berserk for this.
Okay,
which,
yeah.
That makes sense. B,
such a depressing show.
He originally wanted this to star to be about a slave, one of the Viking slaves, but his editor said, no, don't do that. So then he started to base it on, I think it's like, again, I didn't want to read too much into it or too much on it, but it's like half about the legend of Thorfinn and half about who Thorfinn really was.
Thorfinn the boy is a legend?
Yes. But also may have been a real person. Mm. There's a bunch of stuff from this era where you're like King Harald from Norway might not have existed, and I don't know. But yeah, and he said that his feelings towards the Cold War and 9/11 made him want to do a manga where about people learning to have different people live together or something. He's like a peacenik type of guy.
Oh.
But he thinks Viking tales are cool. And I think he is correct. I think those are good things to be. So I like that. He also said he's inspired by Katsuhiro Otomo, the writer of Akira. I don't remember where I got this shit. Probably just Wikipedia. I'm an asshole. And he said that he pays attention to drawing hands of characters, as he claims they are more expressive than faces, and give a brief explanation of the person's personality.
Mm. Hmm.
So, he said he gets that from Otomo.
I'm reading the Akira manga right now.
Oh, yeah. Is it better than the movie?
It's really different.
Yeah?
Like, plot-wise.
Well, I know, like, the movie is, like, only the first third or first half, right? Something like that?
Yeah, but even off the... I'm only at the beginning, and it's like it's already pretty different.
Oh, well, that's good. Sometimes that's a nice little refresh.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of the opening and closing songs?
The opening was like screamo metal type of deal.
It was okay.
I liked it. It's fitting.
It could have been cooler.
It could have been cooler.
It was kind of cool.
It did like a bunch of things all at once because it was like in English and it was almost like rappy. And then it became rock and then they did screaming and I didn't like their...
It sounded more like screamo than metal.
Yeah, I didn't like their screamy vocals. Mm-hmm. I just keep thinking of... I was like, just get a Mon Amarth to do it. But it's probably way more expensive and they probably want songs that are at least partially in Japanese.
Wait, that's how you say that band's name?
A Mon Amarth?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
I'm just guessing. I'm not from Sweden. But just imagine you turn on the show and you just heard this. Watch me get an ad.
Yeah, this sounds like Vinland Saga.
But this also sounds like Violence is Cool.
Because it is cool. That was the one. We'll get there. But at the end of episode 3, I was like, come on, man. What are you doing?
What if they use Dragon Force?
I don't know about that. Dragon Force anime.
Did you think
anime,
the show was going to be about a guy named Vin?
No.
I thought by the name, I thought it was going to be about wine.
That would have been nice. I'm surprised there is no anime about wine.
Just like a vineyard.
Well, Miles, there probably is an anime about wine.
Life on a vineyard.
True.
I bet Tim probably knows exactly what the show is. Or Tim knows two shows and has an opinion on which one is better.
Mm.
Tim, write in.
Write in. Tell us the best wine anime. Yeah, Vineyard Saga is a different show. It's just a slice of life where they try to start a small business. Can they grow wine in Japan? No, they can move, though. Anyway.
Can they grow wine in Japan? I don't think so. Otherwise, they wouldn't. You know, they wouldn't.
What are you going to say?
Be as big into sake, probably.
Sake is rice wine, isn't it?
It's rice wine, yeah.
So that's wine.
Yeah.
No. Then everything is wine.
It wouldn't. It's not a vineyard.
Yeah, it's not like grape wine.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need a vineyard for that.
No, you need a patty yard. You know? Yeah, so the show opens in the year like 986 AD. And it's...
Where were you guys in 986 AD? What were you up to?
I don't know. You know, reading about Viking stuff, I saw an article claim that Marcus Garvey said a person who doesn't know their history is like a tree without roots. Mm. And I say, yeah, who gives a shit? What does it matter? So I don't know, Miles.
All right.
I don't know where
Let's
I was.
Let's not live in the past.
Let's not live in the past. You can read about it. In the beginning here, though, I did think that this was going to be a show that was like mostly fighting, and I thought it was all going to be over the top because the way these guys fight is not realistic at all.
What?
It's not.
What time period did you say before?
I think this is like 986 AD.
A little before my time.
A little before our time.
I'm a 990s guy.
if the Roman Empire was around, I was probably there. I feel like.
What?
The Roman Empire.
What do you mean you were there?
Well, not me time traveling. I just mean like my ancestors.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, I don't know where my family was at that time.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near this.
Being exiled out of somewhere,
yeah. But yeah, they're like fighting. It's Thor and the other guy. I forget his name. Floki.
It's like Loki, but just Floki.
It feels like a 90s or 80s rap name.
It's like his flow is Loki.
Yeah, he's got Loki flow, or he's like Loki, but a flow.
No, this isn't Floki. His buddy at the beginning is Thorkel.
Oh, Thorkel.
With the headband.
Okay. I just remember it being a blonde guy.
Yeah, they're all blonde guys.
That's just a lot of them. But yeah, they're fighting. They're killing like 10 men at once. They easily split men in half.
Yes.
They're jumping from boat to boat, which, I mean, I'm sure you do that to some degree, but...
There's like a 3D drone flying around the ships. That's how the camera moves.
Right. It we don't like, see this drone.
No, but it's like
there's
that's
a... That's how they got these shots.
It's, exactly.
Yeah. Kevin Costner could never. Yeah, and then there's this awkward moment where he gets thrown overboard or, yeah, he gets hit with an arrow. He kind of stops. Yeah. Or even as the show begins, we see him in a field. I don't know if he's imagining heaven or if he's just imagining being with his family.
Yeah, he's thinking about his wife, Helga, at the time.
He's zoning out, and then his friend is like, why are you so lost in thought? And he's like, I don't know. I was zoning out. And they fight some more, and then at some point he's underwater, and he kills somebody with his own sword.
And then he swims ashore.
Well, he just like looks at it and he drops the sword. Like he's like, I don't want this. And then he just swims ashore. And then we get the opening.
I liked throughout this opening scene, there was like good music. There was like a nice soft piano during his kind of dreamy sequence. And then there was like suspenseful drum music when he was fighting and stuff. It was like very classical sounding.
I don't remember any of the in-place music. I think it was all erased by...
The OP.
What is it called? So says the prophet, so screams the child, something.
I don't know. I also like that the clothes all have, not all, but some of the clothes has like kind of texture to it. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it looks like, I don't know, it looks like it doesn't just look flat. It looks like there's...
You can tell that it's like a woven material.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys shower once a week. and we get the OP, and then we're sort of jumped ahead 15 years. It's now 1000 or 1001 AD.
Who's the main character of this show? Is it Thor's or is it Thor's?
Thorfinn.
Dolphin.
Dolphin.
The little kid.
I think my guess is it's going to be Thorfinn.
Yeah, because by the OP, it looks like it's the kid.
But yeah.
I like Thor's.
I like Thor's.
You see him
as well.
Grow up in the OP.
But I don't think Thor's is going to make it. I think he's going to die.
I think he's in deep shit.
I think he's going to die, and then Thor, whatever his name is going to like reach.
Thorfinn
is going to like.
Because he's going to be an orphan.
Ah.
Ooh, got him.
No, damn. That's
yeah.
It does sound like they're trying to say dolphin in the Japanese, though.
That's what I hear.
Like, I like Thorfinn. Thor's too, Jackie. He reminds me of like a Viking Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
He looks kind of Japanese for a Viking with the dark hair.
Maybe.
But then he's got the little curls in the front, which are very cute. I just imagine him like twirling his curls because his hair is straight, but I think he just twirls with his finger and then just like.
I think I saw in the chest with a sword was a curling iron.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. He had a little one. Yeah. So it's like a village and you see Thor, but you don't know what happened between then and now. I didn't get the sense that he deserted from that opening. I just thought he did ditch,
you know, he peaced out.
I don't know. I guess I thought I was like, oh, he's going to help recircle with them. Probably it'll be fine. And then the war would have ended.
Oh, you thought he'd go back to them?
I don't know
no,
what I thought.
I think he was, I knew he was done.
And then, Jackie, what happens after that?
It says, somewhere, not here. And then you see Thorfinn is fishing with a bucket. And it's just like cool little town life. Peaceful children playing. A bunch of kids are listening to Leif's story. How do you say his name? Is it Leif? Leif?
I think Leif.
Leif, listening to Leif's stories about a new continent that he sailed to. And the natives were nice.
Yeah, did those natives look familiar to you guys?
Mark,
they were the village people.
I was never around in like the, you know, 900 AD.
But didn't they look like Native Americans?
Yeah, that's what they were. He sailed to the New World. Obviously.
But he doesn't call
sail
it that.
Sail to America.
He says
he calls it Finland.
He's like a very Western place. called Vinland.
Oh, yeah, he calls it Vinland.
Do you guys know where it is, though, on our continents?
I think it's North America.
Yeah, but where?
Canada.
Newfoundland.
Yes, Newfoundland, yeah. Labrador.
Oh.
Yeah, so really far the fuck up there.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Pre-Columbus. Suck it, Columbus.
Yeah, well, and Columbus also, he was like way far south, wasn't he? Was he in like Dominica or something?
He found the islands first.
Hell.
Yeah.
He found the islands first.
Yeah, so Leif is telling the kids all about this, but they don't know if they believe him or they don't respect him because he's not a fighter, right?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we see that there's a guy walking in the snow in chains.
Oh, yeah. This was a harrowing image. When I saw this, I was like, oof.
He was very skinny. He wasn't wearing any clothes.
He has a chain around his neck.
He has a chain around his neck.
And not like a wrapper chain around his neck.
No, he's got a slavery, I'm human property around his neck. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Also, the daughter later, like, I mean, before they meet this guy, the daughter is like, oh, we should get a slave, Dad, so we don't have to do all these chores.
Yeah.
Apparently slavery is cool in this culture.
It's just like the norm, I guess. And it's not race-based, I think. But or maybe
no,
it is.
I think it is.
Because it sounded like Slavs were all just, if we caught you, you were a slave.
Slavs were, and the brief shit I read about Iceland and its founding, because I was like, did they just leave because they were scared of King Harald? Is that how Iceland was founded? But it is a lot of Norwegian people went to Iceland, and to some degree they brought slaves from Ireland / Northern, what is now UK. So I do think there were often ethnic lines drawn, but maybe you would also enslave your same people sometimes.
Sometimes
some of it's class-based.
I thought it would be like a spoils of war thing. Like we attack you, we rape your women, and then we enslave your men.
I think that's a thing. But I don't think it's always, I think that maybe, yeah, I don't know. If it was like the same country, maybe your other countrymen would be like, that's fucked up, dude. It's interesting, the way they draw the slave that you're talking about, it's like he even looks like he has a different skin color to them. That could also be that he's like frostbitten.
His eyes were deeper set, but I think it's also just that he was starving, so he was just skinnier. You saw his bones more.
Yeah. He just looks very different from them, but yeah, he's a...
He doesn't look like an anime character.
He is a Slavic slave.
Yeah. The daughter finds him in the snow. She
right after being like, why don't we have a slave?
Yeah, because she plops down in the snow. She probably never met a slave. She plops
down. We've got one.
She plops down in the snow and she's like, wait a minute, what's this? And there's a person. And she thought he was dead. I thought he was dead. But they take him inside. They try to warm him up. The dad is like doing everything he can to like save this guy. And he's a runaway slave. Yeah. We learn a little bit more about Leif. Leif tells Thorfinn that they came to Iceland from Norway and that all the people here ran away from Norway. And the boy was like, my ancestors would never run away from anything. We're fighters.
He's being a little baby.
And then he runs home crying. He's like, Daddy, Daddy, say it's not true. And then he walks in on his dad doing chest compressions on the slave. He's like trying to revive that guy. And they do save him. He wakes up. And I think this, I have a quote here. I hate it there, but I don't have anywhere else to go. I think that was the slave who said that.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Thor's is like, this guy comes from the other side of the mountain. Oh, right. Actually, guys show up. They're like, they really want that one slave that ran away. So the guy who has been enslaving this person shows up and is like, where is he? Have you seen him? Have you seen this young Slav? And then, I don't know, there's a little bit of a, this guy, Halfdan, no. Halfdan is the guy, right? Halfdan is the guy, the family, or the... I don't know, there's people, and one guy starts a fight with one of the other guys. He's like, you cut off my arm, and they fight, and then Halfdan kills the one guy that was on his side, but he was causing shit.
I don't know if he kills him.
Well, he shoots him or whatever.
He doesn't. He definitely does not shoot him.
Shoots him.
He throws a chain around his head and then pulls it really hard. He loses a lot of skin and hair.
Okay. Yeah, he wanted to save his bullets.
He doesn't. No. You're not understanding. No. I wonder if the Chinese had guns by this point, though. The Chinese were real early on the gun thing.
Man, I don't know anything about
You've got to learn about war, Jackie.
So we learn from the young Slav, his family all got sold to different places. So he's sad about that. And Thor's is like, hey, man, you want to come to the... He doesn't call it the New World. I've been calling it the New World. But hey, like, you want to come with us to Vinland? Anyway, the guy, the owner, quote unquote, the guy who like enslaved this Slav is like, there he is. Give him back to me or
there
I'll
he is.
Kill you. And Thor's is like, how much did you pay for this guy? I'll, I paid 2 sheep for him. 2 good young ewes. And he's like, all right, I'll pay you 3 sheep. He's like, well, I want 4. Oh, no. He's like, I'll give you 3 sheep. And the guy's like, no. I want to torture him in front of all the other slaves so that they know what they get if they run away. And Thor's is like, all right, I'll give you 4 sheep. And the guy is like, okay, well, what if I said I wanted twice that many sheep?
He ends up having to give this guy 8 sheep.
8 sheep. And then the guy dies.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think he should have just released this guy back to him because he's just going to die on the way.
But you don't know that. If you take care of him, you give him food and,
I think it was also about making, I think he wanted to make the point of he died free.
Yeah. Okay.
But at the time I was like, man, that's not going to make a difference anyway.
Oh, you thought the guy was going to die?
Yeah, I knew he was going to die. They said his hands and feet were like rotten. Like he's not. He's got frostbite. He's fucked.
Well, what an optimist that Thor's.
Well, I'm saying I think that he may have only offered all that stuff up just because he wanted him to die free.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the boy's like, Dad, did we run away? And he was like, yeah, we did. And then that's the end of episode 1.
Yeah, I wrote that, yeah, this episode is like Iceland sucks because it's like half about how, yeah, like people fled King Harald of Norway to come here. And then also people being like, why is it so cold here? In Norway, it's nicer. And we might go to Greenland. That'll be nice. So they're like, they fled here. And then they're like, it sucks.
They live a nice, peaceful life.
And when they show Norway, by the way, they show a fjord, which Jackie and I did not get to see, even though we went all the way to Northern Europe. Because Finland does not have fjords. And
what are those? The dragons? The sea dragons?
No. A fjord is just like a big... It's like a valley of water that leads out into the ocean. And so you've just got like a pretty set of like high land surrounding a channel of water. And it's supposed to be breathtaking.
Yeah, it's like a cliffy cove.
Yeah. We were in Oslo for like 45 minutes and I think we ate at a breakfast chain. I think that's all we did. And we took a picture of this.
Oh, great.
We went to Starbucks.
I don't think we went. I think we intentionally went to a place that was not...
I think we went to Starbucks.
No, I think we went to a coffee place.
I remember going to a Starbucks and it was like way better than our Starbucks is.
Man, I don't remember that. And we took pictures of that pink government building. They had like a parliamentary building that was like a pastel pink.
I don't know.
We got photos. So no fjords for us, but they use that when they mention Norway and how nice it is. They're like, look at this fjord.
They're like, look at how great their Starbucks are. They're better than everybody. They're better than where they originated.
My last note for this episode is that when they show Thorfinn milking a cow, he looks really funny. He makes a funny face at the camera, and I like it.
He's a cute boy.
He's a cute, annoying boy.
I just want to say, I also am against slavery.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Would you have given 8 sheep for that guy, though?
No, definitely not.
Nah, I'd look at him and I'd be like, hey man, just die on the way over back there. Just give up.
Just tell him like you're dead, man.
If you give up, you win.
That's true. He never has to like treat you like shit again because you're dead. So you win. You win if you die. Episode 2, the Vikings come and slaughter the English on Bath Day. Right? Is that what happened?
No, the other way around.
The English slaughter the Vikings on Bath Day. Yes. Everybody's taking a bath.
They know they only take baths on Saturdays. Saturdays Sunday. For the baths.
It seems like Saturday is like a full day bath day. Everybody's just like, we're naked and we're just chilling at the hot springs.
We do not have weapons nearby.
Yeah.
I thought it was Sunday, but it doesn't matter.
And it was Saturday, I think.
It's Saturday.
It's bath day.
Whatever, Marcy's playground.
Because Sunday is fun day.
Oh, that's true.
Sunday you have to go to church all day. Or whatever.
Not if you're a Viking person.
Leaf apparently believes in Jesus, so I don't know what that's right. all about.
Yeah, he like doesn't really explain it to Thorfinn, but that's probably for the best. You don't want to be seen accidentally proselytizing. Because he's like, I want to go get wine so I can drink it on the birthday.
It's such a long story, too.
Of my God. What, the story of Jesus?
Yeah, it takes forever.
You just give the cliff notes.
Yeah.
Too long.
Listen, there's one God and he put his baby in a mortal woman and that baby was born and that baby is the son of God and then he killed him because that saved us somehow, but he didn't really kill him, just kidding, he's not dead.
No, then he performs a bunch of miracles, that's important.
Yeah, whatever. And then he came back to life.
Right, that's the last miracle, is coming back from the dead.
And then he went to heaven again and decided to never ever show himself or prove that he exists, and you just got to believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I swear it happened.
Such a subtle God.
God was not as subtle way back when, and I miss her.
Yeah, now he's super subtle in his works.
It's like at most you get like a piece of toast that looks like it has Jesus in the burn pattern. Yeah. It's not enough.
And just like bad stuff happens all the time.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And nothing happens.
Speaking of bad stuff happening, Miles, do you happen to have access to Showtime or Paramount Plus?
No.
Have you heard of this show, The Curse? It's with Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone.
I've heard of it, but I can't watch it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be interested to get your take on it.
Maybe I'll pirate it.
Well, you didn't say that on this podcast. But yeah, it's like, it's a really good show, but my skin also wants to crawl off my body the entire time because it's awkward to watch. Anyway. So this depicts that some Danish Vikings, some Danish people were killed by the English because they have turf wars. Because I think where they show what they refer to as their land is what is now Northern Ireland, Northern Scotland. Because if you look on a map, like those are pretty close to Scandinavian Norse lands, really.
So what were the Irish doing at that time? Did they not exist?
The Celts? I don't know.
Yeah, the Celts.
Maybe they were getting.
Oh, I think the Celts were down in Spain at one point, actually. And I think they migrated up.
Being absent, not defending the home turf, we have no idea.
I think they were. I think like the Basque has a lot of Celtic influence because they stayed there when they moved up.
That makes sense too. Based on what I remember of our geography, that's right there too. I think the Isle of Man is up there somewhere. They got the best flag. It's just three legs running in a circle. You guys see that shit?
Yeah, pretty cool.
The Isle of some dude.
The Isle of Guy. Yeah. Anyway. So, Jackie, is this when we get Floki?
Oh,
showing up and the other Jóms Vikings.
Yeah, so Leif is like, hey, can you do me a favor and tell your dad that there's some warships coming?
Right, yeah, because he's about to take off. And then, he shows Thorfinn that there's a giant fucking warship approaching.
And they show up and they are big and scary. And they're like, wait, I want to see Thor's. And then Thor's shows up. And it is Floki and they know each other. They're like, hey, man, I haven't seen you since that war in Norway. It's like a big war is about to begin. We're going to invade England. And Thor's is like, nah, man, I want to get out of this. I want to get out of all this. I want to move to Vinland with my family and just start a new life over there. And he's like, oh no, you don't really have a choice. Like, either you come.
Yeah, this isn't a request thing.
Yeah, either you come or we're going to slaughter everyone in this town. So.
Yeah, and he's like stationed all of his dudes around the village while he's talking to Thor's one-on-one. Yeah,
and all these young lads have never battled in war. So he's like, they're fucking dead.
It's very annoying watching all the young men in town get excited about war.
Yeah. So Floki is like, our leader will overlook you deserting and everything if you just come with us and help. And they kind of have a kind of back and forth. And Floki's like, man, you changed. I miss the old Thors. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. Then they're like, okay, yeah, I guess we're going to war. And then everybody's like, all the young boys are like, yeah, we get to go to war. And, you know, if we die in battle, then we'll go to Valhalla and it's going to be really cool and all that stuff. But they don't know what the fuck they're getting into. They're just like, I don't know. They're like, man, war is cool. Battling is cool. I want to be a great warrior.
When I was little, I wanted to be Will Smith from Independence Day, so I get it.
Mm.
Oh, that should be your cosplay.
Will Smith from Independence Day?
Yeah, and then you could unzip a bag, punch someone in the face, and say, welcome to Earth. And then you could kick him and say, I could have been at a barbecue! That whole scene is great.
Agreed. I also like, I have got to get me one of these.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Thor's is a child, and so he's not allowed to go to war. Not Thor, sorry. Thorfinn?
Mm-hmm. Thorfinn.
Thorfinn.
Thorfinn Black.
Thorfinn is a child, and he's not allowed to go to war, but that doesn't stop him. He wants to find some kind of weapon that he can use, because he wants to sneak on board and stuff.
Idiot.
His dad is like not into it, and he's like, just no, don't do this, kid. He's like, what are you gonna use that sword? He's like, what are you gonna use that sword for? And Thorfinn is like, I'm gonna fight my enemies. And he's like, you don't have enemies. You don't have any enemies. Nobody has enemies. There is no one who it's okay to hurt. Okay. And I think that confused. He's like, you're
lying.
Just
tells him, he's like, you're going to war. And Thor doesn't really have anything to say back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of hard, man. He's trying to raise his child in a manner that's completely different from his culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to pop the cap too early and explain to my child or children whenever it comes. I'm going to be like, people kill each other. And it just has to happen. And the only reason why we have to kill people is because you could die. I have to protect you. And then everyone around me would be like, you said that way too early. Kids do not need to know that's how the world works before the age of like 10.
I don't even, before you're learning like history or whatever.
Just to be like, look, I have to go to war because otherwise you're going to die.
But we don't have to go to war, Mark.
I don't know.
You're going to go to war.
I don't want to.
Okay. What if he's drafted?
What if the purge happens?
If you go to war, you can explain it to her.
If the purge happens, are we going to just pretend like, oh, everything's fine. Don't worry. We're just going to play inside all day. No, we're going to have to be like, there's crazy fucking people outside with guns. You know, you got to be a little realistic at a certain point.
No, you got to tell them the truth, because then if you don't tell them the truth, then they're just like, we're playing a game. And they fucking jump out the window and get murdered.
I don't think any kid should jump out the window, even in a game.
That happens in like show. They don't jump out the window, but like in shows that I watch where it's like, okay, we're not going to tell the kids what's happening. And then someone outside is like, hey, little boy, little girl, come outside. And they're like, okay. And they get murdered.
What are you watching? Children in Peril, the New Generation?
It happens in several things.
I don't, I'm still curious.
It's like horror movies, you know?
Okay.
horror TV shows.
I don't know what these horror
shows are. It happens in From, in the first episode of From.
Yeah.
Spoilers for From, but I like From. It's a good show.
Yeah, I don't trust any show named after a fucking preposition. You know what I'm saying?
It's really hard to Google.
I'm about to check out.
You're like, From. Okay. From TV show.
Excited for Jordan Peele's next movie of. Anyway, I don't know how you would talk to children in this sense or most senses, but it doesn't really end
well. Just don't do it.
Thorfinn is not convinced.
Don't explain anything to kids.
Thorfinn just wants the shiny knife, the shiny sword.
Mm-hmm.
And it's way too nice for Thorfinn and probably sharp as hell.
Yeah. And then episode 3 happens. Episode 3 starts with like, this is, I think, back in Norway. And I didn't catch everybody's name, but like one guy is like paying another guy to basically assassinate Thor's, but he's trying to kind of make it seem like, oh, no. There's been like, he's been sentenced to death like for the past 15 years. So we just need to kill him, you know, because he was already sentenced. But really, it's like,
it's a tense negotiation.
Was it a negotiation?
It's kind of like he's convincing Askeladd or Axel or Askeladd. I think Askeladd. Askeladd, how he's doing.
Askeladd.
And he's sort of telling him like, yeah, it's going to be a ton of gold. And the other guy's like, yeah, but why don't you do it yourself? Or how strong is this guy? He's trying to figure out what the catch is.
Yeah.
He's sort of, his reasoning, yeah, it doesn't really make sense. That he's like, he's actually not a hero and we're just bringing him back to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But then like a spear gets thrown in the middle of their convo. And it seems like it's just Askeladd's like sort of rambunctious dudes who were busy playing like an axe throwing game on a Christian monk at the beginning. But then it's revealed that they did that to shake up Floki, but also kill one of Floki's men that was hiding, I think. Is that what happened there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they were like trying to do an ambush because he was, I don't know what they were trying to do. But like, I guess if he had said no, they were going to murder him.
I don't know. I thought maybe it was just like a bodyguard thing, but that it was just like really quick that we see the helmet. And so I was like, was that a Jomsviking? Was that one of Floki's guys?
It was a Jomsviking.
It was a Jomsviking. Okay. Yeah. Because it would be like a weird ambush, you know, like, because if these guys don't want to kill your friend, then I don't know. Why pick a whole fight with them? Just leave. Not your friend, to kill Thor, your former compatriot.
Can your name be Thor's? Because Thor is a god, is the god, right?
Yeah. But languages are weird and they change.
Okay.
Like when Amon Amarth sings, apparently sometimes instead of Loki, they just call him Lopt. Okay. Apparently that's another name for Loki.
Okay.
I don't know how.
Okay.
It doesn't look as good of a name. Imagine you were like, I'm going to go sit down at home in front of my TV and watch Marvel's Lopt.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like shit. Tom Hiddleston who?
Tom.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston.
So meanwhile, back in Iceland, the young men are preparing for war. Ari is one of them. He seems like he's about to propose to Ylva, who is the daughter of Thor's. And so I was like, Ari's probably dead. Because he tries to propose and he doesn't.
All these young men are so dumb. Like, Thor needs to grab them and be like, this is not going to be fun. I mean, he's also
not
planning.
This isn't
planning.
Like a fun, good time. This isn't like a boys' night out, you know?
I mean, I know his plan is to just dump them. We later find out that he's like not going to take them with him. But I feel like you should also give them realistic expectations about war, you know?
You know, I think if we did need to explain war, I'm not going to explain war to our child, but when she gets old enough to watch Mulan, I'll just let that explain war for her.
Okay.
That's it.
I don't really remember how that goes.
Because they go to war. They train, they're soldiers, they train, and they fight.
No,
the
we're
evil,
putting on the Normandy
the evil
beach
Huns.
Scene from Saving Private Ryan.
Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Normandy Beach, named for the Northmen.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, that's who the Normans are, baby.
Oh, true.
It looked like a bunch of the guys wanted to propose to Ilva, though.
Yeah, there were like four dudes.
Who were like, okay, my turn to propose. Yeah, and so, yeah, so he used, I think you just mentioned this, that Thor's, they have a plan to, like, actually not take these guys into battle. I didn't really catch what the plan was. It was something like Leif is going to actually take them away.
Leif was going to, like, accompany them to Norway.
Yes.
To do some trading, and then I guess they were all going to, like, dock there, and then, yeah, somehow Thor's was going to hire other sailors to help him sail, but he was just going to go where he had to go solo because he figures he's just going to die or something. He's either going to be executed by former people or he's just going to, like, he's the only one they want in battle anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just going to ditch the kids.
Yeah,
they're
for sure going to die. He doesn't think he's going to die.
You don't think so?
Oh, I don't think so. Hmm. He's just like, this is like my last, the last job.
Just when I think I'm out, they pull me right back
in. Those like it's like a movie where they have like a mobster who's like retired, but they have to pull him back in. Not a mobster, I don't know. Like some guy, a hitman.
Godfather.
A hitman.
Yeah, but it's like weird though, because they're like, you're a deserter. And like, he can't say like, well, this is the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I mean, he's going to have to keep fighting until I don't know when.
Mm. Well, I mean, yeah, he needs to find his way out. He needs to find his way out of the situation. But yeah, so they are about to go. They're like, oh, Thorfinn won't even see his dad off because his whole family, Thor's whole family is there except for Thorfinn. And they're like, really? He's not going to come and see his dad off? But I was like, oh no, he probably snuck onto the ship. And he did.
Yeah, he pops out of a barrel.
Yeah, and then he has to piss. And so he pisses in the ocean. And then his dad spanks him in his bare ass.
His shiny white ass.
His little booty.
And they contrast it, because I feel like, don't they show the other guys talking about like, wow, he's a fearsome warrior, talking about Thor's, but then they just show him spanking a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's supposed to be a contrast.
Okay. Well, it's fearsome still.
No, it isn't.
I would be afraid if I was that little boy.
Well, yeah.
So they stop halfway on some islands. What are the islands? Faroe Islands?
Yeah.
The Faroe Islands.
They stop at the island, or they're going to stop at the islands. But they notice something weird is going on. There's like a house missing or something. Like there's things happening that they find to be weird. So they start to go backwards. They start rowing backwards. And there's guys like above them on the mountain. Cause this is like a narrow path to get like it's like a weird kind of island where there's like mountains and there's like a kind of cutout that takes you to like where the town is. And so you have to like, sail this like narrow.
This
like,
might have been a fjord. I'm not sure, but it's, similar idea. It's not as lush.
Okay.
It's just like, yeah, it's a big channel.
Okay. Well, anyway, the guys above them that were like going to ambush them, they drop a bunch of stuff to trap them so that they can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're blocked from leaving. And then the ship with the assassin dudes on it comes towards them. And Ari is like, yeah, let's fight them. And there's like much fewer of them than there are of the assassins.
Ari's
there.
A little scared, I think, but
yeah. But Thor's is like, you don't stand a chance. These guys have been in battle. This is your first battle. Like, you don't stand a chance. You're not going to be able to do anything. And I was like, Thor is about to do something cool. he's going to do something cool that he doesn't want to do.
I think this is a little bit Thor's fault.
Why?
Like, he only brought five guys with him because he wanted to spare more people from going into battle. But now, like, bad stuff happens on the way to battle, too. And now they're screwed.
Yeah.
No, well, he's going to murder everybody. They might lose somebody. I think they might lose somebody.
I don't know.
Maybe I think Ari dies here, but like Thor's is going to kill them all.
I don't know. Because the way it starts, because the battle starts and then there's a cliffhanger. Basically, episode 3 doesn't really show us the...
Well, hold on. So he gives Thorfinn a weapon and he's like, only use this if you need to defend yourself. And then Thor's lands on the ship that has like a bunch of the other guys. And then he starts beating the shit out of them.
Yes, but he's refusing to draw his sword.
Oh.
He's using non-lethal attacks. He's just punching them.
Okay.
This is Thoroni Kenshin.
Which is ridiculous. These guys have ranged sharp weapons and he's somehow able to
And if you don't
strike them.
If you don't kill them, or if at least stop them, I don't know. You need to knock them unconscious and throw them in the fucking water or something. They're going to kill your child. So he's going to have no choice but to kill them, I think.
But yeah, I'm curious to see how this goes. I'm like, is this show going to be honest or is he going to somehow non-violently incapacitate everyone? But yeah, I hope it is not like another Kenshin or Vash type situation, Miles, as you alluded to.
I think he's going to have to kill these dudes. His baby's there.
Maybe he's going to reason it out with them. Maybe it's like an old school Western RPG where you can just be like, isn't there a non-violent situation, my friend? He doesn't have any sheep to give these guys. That's the thing. He could just, maybe he could lean over to Leaf and be like, come on, give these guys some stuff. I mean, maybe that's what they have to do, because Leaf also doesn't want to die. He's not a fighter.
That's true.
I guess it just depends on how inflated of a legend, like how legendary is he? I know from the first episode, yeah, he can kill like 10 dudes at once.
Yeah, but it's been a while. Nobody talks about him anymore.
And maybe you don't want to see your son kill. You don't want your son to see you kill like 10 people. Because then he's really going to think war is cool.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a complex that he can't kill that many people. It's too much.
He could be dead, though. You know, it's better than being dead.
Yes, it's true. But I would still try to bargain. I don't have more than 5 pounds of gold, I tell you what. But I think that also they kind of show when Askeladd is talking to one of his dudes, he's saying that he's like, yeah, but we're kind of being set up here. That's why he asked for an advance, because he can see a situation where maybe they get blamed for killing Thors, right? Like maybe the Jomsvikings turn on Askeladd, you know? So Floki can be like, what? You guys killed our hero? How dare you? So I wonder if there's room to bargain and be like, look, you're being set up. Like, even if you kill me, you're not going to live either. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe we'll see. I would keep watching.
I would keep watching too.
I think it's also very interesting. I just like happened to go by a Reddit thread because I was looking at best of 2023. And I mean, again, it's in reference to season 2, but someone just talked about Vinland Saga and they went, man, what a story. And I was like, oh, I kind of like that. The idea that someone could watch 2 seasons and it's based on historical stuff. So to say, man.
Sagas.
To say, what a story. I'm like, that's interesting. I'm kind of intrigued.
It just seems like it'll be a huge bummer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it right now.
Hmm. Not after you lost that Viking battle you were in so recently.
Yeah.
I had to say goodbye to a lot of guys named Thor.
They all had the same name.
Knut.
Ari.
Jog. Probably Jog is probably a name.
Knut is a German polar bear.
A Knut?
Knut.
With a K in front?
Right? I think I'm right. He was a famous German polar bear that lived in like the Berlin Zoo.
Oh, I'm looking because Knut was a famous king of England and Scandinavian countries. Mm. His name just looks like you type out the word cunt. It's funny. C-nut.
No. Yeah, he was a polar bear at the Berlin Zoo. He drowned.
Oh, come on. He's named after like a famous North Sea king. You gotta know how to swim.
Yeah.
Silly bear.
Silly bear.
The zoo staff gets on the intercom. Today, we had a very silly bear. Bear did a very silly thing and drowned.
Shout out to Knut.
Shout out
to
Knut.
There's a song about him. Look it up on YouTube.
I guess I will. It'd be better if you linked me.
Okay.
Overall, I can't think of a number here. I don't know. I guess I give this 986 out of 1,001.
Why 1,001? You think time just stopped at 1,001?
I don't know. Did they say it was the year 1,000 or 1,001? I don't know.
I don't know. It's a pretty good show, and it's 100% historically accurate.
Yeah, all of it. Look forward to the college course we will be teaching on Viking history after we finish this anime 8 years from now.
Can I please share the one takeaway I had from that class?
Yes, please.
Because otherwise it will have been a complete waste of time.
Okay, go ahead.
So one of the big reasons the Vikings were so successful is that they had the best boats and they could sail farther upriver than other boats. So there were all these like towns by rivers that thought they were safe from attack, but when the Vikings arrived, they were no longer safe from attack because they had these awesome boats.
Whoopsies. They probably knew that when they rolled up too. They were like, yeah. Oh, what's up? You thought you were safe? It's Viking time. Mm-hmm. Stupid. And hopefully the Vikings that did that were like nice and honorable and only killed like other fighting people, you know? Mm-hmm. And no slaving.
Yeah, because they were white. So
what?
Oh, so they were better than other barbarians.
All right. That's Miles' opinion. He's going to leave that there. What a downer note to end on, Miles. I was trying to get us out of here.
I think the Nazis were actually really inspired by like Viking imagery and like religion.
Okay.
Wagner's The Ring was heavily based on Viking stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is about
Hitler loved Wagner.
I will say that like the thing with like listening to a lot of metal from up there is like you do have to be careful because there is a bunch of like white supremacist stuff that's mixed in with things that venerate Norse mythology and Norse history. But Amon Amarth specifically has on their website a thing that's like, we don't support any of that shit. We don't like any of that shit. Don't use our music for that.
Hey, I just want to say right here too that neither do I.
That's good. A bunch of good bands are like that. I think Tear is explicitly anti-racist. I think Moon Sorrow does not like any of that shit. So, you know, there's a lot of cool Viking stuff out there, but every now and then you got to stop and be like, hey, you guys are like, you're cool with everyone, right? Anyway, folks, until next week, we don't know what we're going to watch. We're just winging it. We're in the North Sea, totally blind to what's ahead of us. We're following the stars. Maybe we'll watch more of this show. Maybe we'll watch more of Paranoia Agent because we said we'd watch more of that. We've got all these shows now that we could revisit.
I would also watch more Bocce.
Bocce the Rock. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But until we figure that out, don't go into battle without realistic expectations. And remember that we're all equal on this godforsaken earth. You know? Anyway, good night.
Yeah. Well said.
Bye.
Listen to me.